6 minutes after the 11 o'clock hour. Welcome into the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Glad you guys could be with us here today. Our First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. I am Brady Hull. We got Angel on the other side of the bulletproof glass, ready to rock and roll here on a Thursday. Nice night for the Nuggets, man. They beat Dallas 118-109. One game, that was the final game before the All-Star break. The Nuggets are now at the break 41-18. Joker's the favorite to win the MVP by a long shot right now. And we're getting down to the final stretch here, Angel. So all he has to do is just not go to sleep. He's going to win the third MVP. He's going to do it. He's going to be one of only three players to do this, man. It's going to happen.
Yeah, if you haven't been watching the Nuggets all season, first, why? Second.
Yeah, it's silly.
This is about to be an exciting couple of months of Nuggets basketball.
Oh, man. You get Reggie Jackson now, who didn't play last night, but he was there.
Seems excited.
Seems excited. You're getting Thomas Bryant kind of really working in. He's had some big moments already. Yeah. Yeah, man. 8 points for him. 3 of 5. 5 rebounds. That's just solid. That's solid production you're getting off the bench. This was all last night, by the way, without Aaron Gordon and without Jamal Murray. And without a piece that's going to be a part of what your puzzle is at the end with Reggie Jackson. Now, I know the Mavs played without Kyrie last night. Luka did his thing, though. 37 points, 12 for 22, 10 of 12 from the free throw line. So, is the national media finally woken up to Nikola Jokic? Go to ESPN.com. The first story on their website is Nikola Jokic. The title, the headline is Joker's winning the MVP straw poll right now. I mean, that is NBA MVP straw poll 2.0. Nikola Jokic is chasing history. Here's why he might capture it. Have you ever seen a feature story on Nikola Jokic? And now, again, it's not a feature story about him personally. It's not like they did an interview with him or anything, but they're outlining what he could do. Now, again, it's sad that it's going to take monumental history for ESPN to put him on their main story of the day. But here it is. No more is this world of, oh, who's Joker? Ah, he's not magnetic. He's not sexy. He doesn't do all the crazy. He's not high-flying, any of this stuff. That's all gone. He's arrived. In 76 years of NBA basketball, only three players have won consecutive MVPs. I think I said two. Three players have won three consecutive MVP titles. It's been 40 years since Larry Bird did this. He was the last one to do it. 84 through to 1986. Could the Joker get this thing? Could he actually do it? So many players have been close. Michael Jordan didn't even do this. They named the trophy after him. Magic Johnson was close, Moses Malone, Steph Curry, Tim Duncan, Giannis, Steve Nash even. But they couldn't get that third one. It's here, man. Now, he's leading in the straw poll at this point by quite a bit, dude. Now, he is, let's see, he had 77 votes. 77 out of 100. 100 voters, media members, 100 voters. Joker got 77 first-place votes. Next in line, Giannis with 11. Then Joel Embiid, 6. Jason Tatum, 5. Luka got 1. You can't see him. What are there, 20 games left? Really? Is that about right?
28.
28 games left? Can you see a massive falling out of by Nikola Jokic in the next 25, 26 games?
Not when he gets his team back, no.
No.
BetMGM has him at minus 210 odds. The next person is Embiid at plus 500.
How about that? He's going to do it, isn't he?
I think he is.
Where will that put him in terms of greatest players of all time? I mean, we've talked about that a lot this season, but if he actually accomplishes this and the Nugget, and I know a lot of people are going to text in on our First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. He needs a championship to be in the upper echelon, but three MVPs, man, almost equals a championship. I mean, I know basketball is a little different. You know, if a football player, an NFL player, gets three MVPs, doesn't win the Super Bowl, that person's going to be a Hall of Famer. Joker will be in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Don't know why the NBA doesn't have their own Hall of Fame. It's just ridiculous. But he's going to do this, and the Nuggets certainly have a shot here. They're making a run. They are getting better. They've played great basketball the last couple of nights. Jamal's been out for a while. Aaron Gordon's been out for a couple of games now. And this team is just firing on all cylinders.
7-3 in their last 10.
Wow.
After that kind of rough little patch when they played the East teams.
Don't think they're missing bones much, do you?
I don't know. I mean, I looked at his stat line the other night. I didn't see him.
He got five. He was in foul trouble, too. Coming off the bench when you have five fouls, that's tough.
Feels like a guy that's, I'm going to show him what's what. This is who I am. Okay, Bones.
I think
we know who you
pressing.
Are.
Yeah. Boy, this is something else, man, what this team's doing. Last night, you look at the bench unit. Jeff Green, Uncle Jeff, just
about
going off
Uncle
last
Jeff.
Night.
Turned
look
it
at,
back.
Look at that. 11-16 for him. That's when you know. This team, and I mean, Ish Smith actually had a pretty good game. Maybe he's fighting for some minutes because his minutes are going to go away when you get Reggie Jackson into this thing.
I think it just speaks to this system and how it runs through Jokic where, yeah, with Jamal and Aaron Gordon out, you have a guy like Bruce Brown and Chanchar that can come in, put 10, 12 points. KCP has been so solid all year, 14 last night. Jokic, a triple-double. Mm. With 14 points.
And I was reading that or looking at it last night. The last 25 triple doubles that he's had, the Nuggets have won.
It's almost a guarantee.
It's like he gets a triple double, the Nuggets are going to win a basketball game.
Even if it's 14, 12, and 10.
Yep. Doesn't matter. I mean, because again, 14 points, it's whatever. But the fact that he can just constantly churn out 10 assists
and only 3 free throws.
Dude, his arms look like he's just being attacked by a cat or something.
Oh, like a Wolverine or
something. Yeah, every night.
Get him an arm sleeve or something.
His arms are the most bruised up arms I've ever seen in basketball.
Well, now he's got like the massive scar going across it. It almost looks like a T.
Yeah.
Like he got branded or something.
He plays hard, man. Guys can't stop him. It's great to see it. All right, Angel, let's get to the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank. Banking made simple. The good, the bad, the ugly from last night. Ooh, I think the good's the Nuggets. I think that's pretty obvious, man.
The Nuggets?
The Nuggets. I love that they do that. He leads the huddle. 1, 2, 3, let's go Nuggets, and then the rest of the team says it.
He's the first one out of the huddle.
They buy into this guy, man. They just buy into him. So, yeah, that's the good. Denver wins their final game before the All-Star break, 118-109. Joker gets another triple-double. Is that 21 or 22 for him?
21.
21 triple-doubles. He's never had a season. This is his first season getting into the 20s.
9 away from passing LeBron James.
Woo-hoo! I didn't think it was possible. A lot of things about Joker this year, Dude, I'm one of his biggest fans. But I said at the beginning of the season, I don't think he's going to win the MVP because I think the rest of the team's going to be so good, it's going to mask him a little bit. Not that he's going to drop, but he's doing something historic. He's averaging a triple-double. His team is one of the best in the league. They are the best in the West. So that's when you start really saying, okay, he's doing something even better than he did last year. The bad, CSU lost last night. That was a heck of a basketball game, though. They lose to Boise State in a 2-point game. Came down to a last-second shot by John Tonjay. But that was a hell of an effort. They lose to Boise 80-78. They'll play next at Fresno State coming up on Saturday. So, wow. The ugly, though? I think it was a foul. It looked like a foul to me. John Tanjay goes for three, goes for the game winner, and it comes up like 3 feet short. A guy's arm was all over him, fouled him. It looked like a foul to me. Tanjay's not going to airball that. I didn't see a lot of hand on that ball. So that's the ugly, presented by, well, the good, the bad, the ugly, presented by FMS Bank, banking made simple. Eastside Chris, I'm worried Joker will go Forrest Gump on us, running across America, stops and says, I'm done, and goes home if the Nuggets get a championship. There's a lot of money on the table, though, man. He just started his new contract. There's a lot of money. I don't see him leaving relatively soon. But he is the kind of guy that I could see pulls a Barry Sanders or, you know, these great players. But just, hey, I've achieved everything and I'm a family man and I live in Serbia. And that's the scariest part is, does he decide one day that he's just done? But I don't think that's coming anytime real soon.
No, I think he'll finish out his max contract and then he'll make a decision at that point. But that's, you know, 5-6 years from now. The Nuggets could have 2-3 titles at that point.
Yeah, they could. They really could, man. It's
and I'd be perfectly fine with it. Yeah. He could sail off in the sunset. We would never see him again. But that would be it.
Just one title. Can we get one? One would be great. I think there's more in store.
I need to see Jokic on a championship parade in Denver.
Yeah, that would be great. See him, like Patrick Mahomes, get a little tipsy up
just
there.
Just like slamming Serbian beers all day.
Got that music blaring? Yes, absolutely, man. All right, we're going to take a short break. I got a busy show today. We're going to have CSU women's head basketball coach Ryan Williams on to talk with us. They got a big one tonight in terms of the standings when you look at it. They're going against San Diego State, a road game for them. This is a big one. They're tied with San Diego State in the conference at 10-4. So this is a huge game. They're also tied with Wyoming. So the Rams trying to get to that second seed in the Mountain West Conference tournament. They have four games remaining. They won't catch UNLV because UNLV is 14-0 and does have the tiebreaker over the Rams. So we'll talk to Coach coming up soon. Also, Kevin Lytle will join me in the 12 o'clock hour. And then Mike Anderson, the new UNC baseball head coach, manager, all that stuff. We're going to talk to him. We got to talk about the Rockies. Bud Black sticking around. What are your thoughts there? All that and more coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Russell Wilson. Will it work out? Here are our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, I'm Kevin Lytle of the Fort Collins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Nailed that one, didn't I? Welcome back into the show. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Tanner and Brian were talking a little bit about the chances of not having the stream tonight for Jerry Schimmel to call the UNC-Idaho game. It sounds like we're good. Sounds like we are good. We'll get the stream. We'll have that game on for you tonight. It's a big one for the UNC Bears. This is the time, man. We're into these big, really big, meaningful basketball games with just, you know, 3-4 regular season games, depending on whose schedule you're looking at.
I feel like Jerry could still do a solid broadcast just without the stream.
Pull up ESPN Gamecast.
Yeah.
And just make up his own.
Wait.
Yep.
Coach for three.
I think he absolutely could. I tell you what, I'm gonna take a quick break here because we're having CSU head coach Ryan Williams. I'm telling you, it's heating up, man. CSU women's basketball, they have a big game tonight at San Diego State. They're getting Destiny Thurman's returning, too, so that's huge for them. So we'll talk to Coach Williams coming up next. This is the first time we've had him on the show, I believe. So we also have UNC baseball head coach Mike Anderson's going to join us. That'll be the first time we've had him on the show today. So a lot of firsts. Hopefully this is not your first time listening to the whole show. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Joining me now on our First Advantage Hotline, CSU Rams women's head basketball coach, Coach Ryan Williams. Big game tonight at San Diego State. The standings are ridiculously tight at the top. We got UNLV at the top, of course, but San Diego State, CSU, Wyoming sitting there at 10-4. So these next four games are going to be huge. Coach, thank you so much for giving us some time. Listen to that. Coach, how are you?
Hey, we're doing good. We're sitting here in sunny San Diego waiting for a big game tonight and excited to play this final stretch. It's an important one, so we're ready to go.
Yeah, huge. I mean, you just look at the standings alone. There San Diego State sits right at 10-4. You guys are there. Wyoming's there. It is a huge game for you guys. And setting up for, you know, the last few games, I mean, you guys have had some gutsy wins against Fresno State, San Jose State, Wyoming. I mean, all tight basketball games to set this one up to make it such a big one tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's that time of year. Every game, regardless of record, is going to be challenging. And especially in league, everybody knows each other so well. And we did. We had a really gutsy weekend last weekend. San Jose, Fresno were just two wins that you have to get. And our kids found a way each night and performed really well when we needed to perform well, which the latter part of, you know, those basketball games. So, and tonight, probably no different. And both two talented rosters. We've got a lot of respect for San Diego State. And we hopefully we can put ourselves in a position to get another big road win.
Yeah, no question about it. You talked about it, though, Coach. I mean, at this stage, at this point in the season, we're getting down to the final stretch, four games left. Everybody knows each other so well in this conference. You guys have been just going to battle all season. Does it get, I mean, you just look at the scores all over the conference. It just tight games throughout. It gets complicated here because, like you said to start the segment, teams know each other and they know what to expect. And that's why I think you see these games just go down to the wire so much. Is that right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And, I mean, not only do the teams know each other so well, I mean, you've got coaches that have gone against each other for many years now. And, you know, there's really good coaches. It's a league that I think is scouted really well. And it comes down to players making plays in crucial times. And I think guard play is extremely important the latter part of the season. And we're fortunate enough to have a couple really good guards, and hopefully we get Destiny back tonight, who's missed the last really 2.5 games. That would really help us down the stretch if we could get her healthy and going again.
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, Coach, with Destiny Thurman. Is she a go tonight? Do we not know? Is that kind of a game time type decision there still?
No, we're gonna go with her. Okay. She's going to get the start. She practiced. She went about 12 minutes yesterday in practice and looked okay. We're going to give her a go tonight and just in that first rotation really observe and see how she's moving on that ankle. If it's something that is, you know, she's not her normal self, we probably won't play her that many minutes and hopefully can heal it up a little better for Saturday, which is a huge home game against Air Force. We'll play her. We'll observe during the game, and you know, definitely, you know, she's pretty tough. She's been a tough, competitive kid for us all year, and I think one thing we've learned here without her is we're a lot better with her. And she's just a playmaker for us. Has a really good feel for what we've got to get done on the floor. So having her out there tonight would really help.
We're talking to CSU Rams women's head basketball coach Ryan Williams. Big game tonight against San Diego State. As you said, another big game this weekend, too. You talk about guard play. I mean, you have one of the best guards we've ever seen, McKenna Hofshield. Her numbers are just ridiculous, averaging over 21 points a game, 7.3 assists per game. I mean, all-American numbers here for her. Her field goal percentage is out of this world. I mean, Coach, what is it like just having a player like that?
Yeah, it's comforting. It's fun to be able to put the ball in her hands and know some positive things are going to happen. You know, she is having a huge year, And I think it's helped having really good kids around her that has helped her spread the floor, helped us spread the floor. And McKenna's just so hard to handle when they're spacing on the floor. And we've shot the ball at a pretty good clip this year, and I think that's really helped her able to get to her spots. And she's so creative and dynamic with the ball and so impressive in the lane. You know, she's one of the top scorers in the paint. And most people, you know, they relate paint points to post play. And, you know, she is as efficient in that lane as anybody we've ever had and as anybody in the league probably. So, yeah, she's having a remarkable year. I think she would be the first to tell you it's, you know, her teammates really help her perform as well as she's performing. But she's going to have to continue that, Brady. I mean, it's getting close. You know, the end of the season here, this is when your best need to be playing their best, and McKenna seems to be doing that.
I just think those numbers are just – they just tell so much about a player and how – you talk about those points in the paint at her size, at her height. It just goes to show not just physically what she can do, but mentally. I mean, I talked to her a while back, and it's just – this. She has that chip on her shoulder. She has that, you know what, I'm not worried about that at all. I'm going to be scrappy. I'm going to do what it takes. I mean, that says so much to me, especially about a guard, if they can score so well in the paint like that.
Yeah, I mean, see, a couple of things, right? Her mentality is right where it needs to be. You know, she does play with an edge, but she also plays with a poise and a composure, which you have to, you know, being her size amongst all those tall bodies in the paint. You know, she knows how to use her pivots really well. Her vision is, it only continues to get better. And so, yeah, it's a credit to her toughness, her ability to make people around her better. That's why we're having a really solid year.
Yeah, no question. Great group. And then as we talked about earlier, if you can get getting Destiny Thurman back, and that one's tough too. Like you said, you kind of want to – you see her out there and you want to gauge that closely, seeing if she's at her best, if she's at her high level. And that's always an interesting battle for you, Coach. I mean, just kind of trying to get a feel for the game and how she's got a feel for the game and what you ultimately want to do as far as how many minutes to give her and such.
Yeah, it just you know, we've got an incredible training staff, and you know, they're not going to put anybody in a position to where they might hurt themselves. And also, we've had the conversation of just how important it is down the stretch. And yeah, tonight's a big game, but you know, we still have a lot of season left. You know, the Mountain West tournament is right around the corner here. You would hate to just have somebody re-aggravate something that maybe, you know, they just are going to limp on it the rest of the way. So we want her really healthy for the final stretch, which would be those last couple weeks of the season. So, yeah, it's just kind of the juggling act. But this time of year, let's face it, everybody's dinged up and facing kind of some adversity probably in the injury category. But, again, we want to be really, really healthy. We want to have some pop and some bounce when we head to Vegas here in a couple weeks.
We're talking to CSU Rams women's head basketball coach here, Ryan Williams. As we said, tonight's a huge game. The Air Force game coming up on Saturday, that is a big one too. I mean, these are all monster games. But that last time out, you guys played Air Force. That was a tight game. Ended up losing that one 67-65. Talk to us about that matchup too and what that looks like coming up for, because I know fans are really excited about that one this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, and they should be. I mean, you know, Air Force is a really tough guard. I mean, they've got, you know, some ability to score the ball at some spots that gave us some fits the first time around. You know, we did not give them our best performance the first time around. You know, we put ourselves in a position to win late, you know, made some mistakes late, which allowed them to get the victory. And, you know, we do have a sour taste in our mouth after – they beat us in Kloon Arena, but they're challenging. You know, they've got some ability to shoot the three at all five spots, and they guard you tough. Nothing's easy when you play Air Force. You know, they put you on the floor a lot. They're going to be very physical with our guard play, very physical with McKenna. They rebound the ball well at a lot of positions. So that's they've been a tough out for a lot of teams this year, and to Saturday will be no different. So any, you know, the fan support, the energy that we can create in that arena could really help us get a big win. You know, we're going to, I think we get off the road, we play tonight and fly back through the night. I think our kids will probably get in bed about 2:30 or 3 this morning or tomorrow morning, and, you know, and then a short turnaround. So the energy created in that arena could really help us get a big win against Air Force.
How difficult is that, Coach? I mean, 2:30, 3 in the morning, I mean, just getting your players mentally prepared, regardless of what happens tonight, knowing, okay, we got a fairly quick turnaround and a travel schedule that's just insane. I mean, how difficult is that in managing these players after a game like that?
Yeah, it's extremely difficult, and it's very challenging, yes, for our staff, but the players. You know, I mean, it's no league in the country puts their players through the grind more than the Mount West Conference. You know, that is a huge issue. These short turnarounds. It's one thing if you're on the road playing two games Thursday, Saturday, but to flip it where you're on the road on Thursday and then got to be back home Saturday, I mean, that is a really, really tough ask. And so it just comes down to the mental toughness aspect. You've got to just align your focus to what has to get done, and it's that game. You can't worry about how tired you are or anything like that. It's you have to align your focus with what's got to get done on that day, and it's challenging. Our kids have done a really good job of that. We've had 3 or 4 splits this year, more than most teams in the conference. And what I mean by split, you know, Thursday road, Saturday home, or vice versa. And again, with just 48 hours in between, that's it really challenges a lot of different things. But our kids have handled it well. We will handle it well and be ready to go Saturday.
Coach, how difficult, and maybe this is a dumb question, because here on the radio I can look at it and go, I really hope they end up playing UNLV in the championship game in the Mount West Conference. I mean, that would be absolutely intense. You see UNLV gets ranked for the first time I saw since 1994. How difficult is that? Knowing, okay, you got 4 games. You got to take care of this business to get there, to put yourself in that best spot. But you guys going up against UNLV, lost those 2 games. They were just tight. Some of the best games you'll see all year. Is it difficult not to look ahead, get your players look ahead, or is that something that's just a no-brainer? No, we know what we have to do. We know what's out in front of us.
Yeah, I think we've trained our minds, and our kids have got great maturity. You know, we've got some good leadership that understands if you get too far ahead of yourself, you know, you're going to trip. And but yet at the same time, they know what they want.
Sure.
You know, they know, and that's part of sports right there. But again, you just have to align your focus to, you know, what's exactly in front of you. And tonight it's San Diego State, and you know we're going to perform well tonight, and then we'll focus on Air Force. But at the end of the day, our goal is to get to the NCAA tournament, and that is going to be through the Mountain West Conference championship, the tournament championship, and you're probably going to have to go through a Vegas. We know that. And we want that, but first things first.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, and just a quick preview for our listeners, too. I want to throw this one out. Next Saturday, you guys will be going up another big game. And I know you're not looking too far ahead, but that Wyoming game is going to be on FS1. So there's going to be a great opportunity to get some national exposure for your program.
Yeah, it's always fun to play those games. You know, last year we're on CBS Sports Network for the championship game, and being the border war, it'll be a slugfest. I mean, it always is, just kind of one of those brawls. You know, it's usually pretty low scoring, and it's going to be highly contested. I'm sure the AA will have a good crowd, and we're excited to be able to showcase our product. I mean, we've got a good team. We're fun to watch. We've got talented players. And, you know, it's an opportunity to perform well in a big, big game. And really cool. Excited for our kids.
Yeah. No, it is exciting, Coach. And we appreciate you jumping on with us today. You got tip-off in a few hours, so we'll be looking forward to that big opportunity for your team going up against San Diego State. Best of luck to you and your team, Coach.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
All right, let's do it again. There it is, CSU Rams women's head basketball coach Ryan Williams. They're going up against San Diego State tonight. That's a 7 o'clock game. And as Coach said, they're going to turn that around, man. It's going to be like 2:30 or 3 in the morning. The Air Force game on Saturday is at 1. This is a good basketball team. I mean, Angel, for as much as we talk about basketball and how much we thought it was going to be great in this area with the UNCs, CSUs, all that, yeah, there's some things in front of the Bears. We'll talk about that later in the show. But Colorado State, this women's basketball team, that's kind of been the story in the area. 17-8, 10-4. They're right behind. They're tied with San Diego State. They're tied with Wyoming. They won't catch UNLV because of the tiebreaker, and there's only 4 games left. But I thought that story was, talk about how good UNLV is, which CSU was toe-to-toe with them both games. UNLV ranked for the first time since 1994. So pretty, it just kind of goes to show you the attention going forward, the attention on this conference, on the Mountain West Conference. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, Angel, my poll question yesterday, we didn't do the show yesterday. We had, stuff was going on, but all good. Now, we're all good. The wholeshow.com's poll question of the day. And I just want to gauge our hooligans here. Who are you rooting for in the XFL this season? So I know you've got your team. I've got my team. We got a couple of hooligans that have gotten in the mix here. But I don't know, man. There's 8 teams. Basically, people are just picking the best mascot right now. But look at this, dude. Is this disappoint you? 22%. That's leading the poll. Zero interest. Yeah, what are you going to do? You guys are missing out, man.
It's the next evolution of football.
Next is the San Antonio Brahmas. That's Tanner's team, isn't it?
A lot of Cal folks out here.
Cal folks, yep. DC Defenders next. Orlando Guardians. Dude, my...
It's Paxton Lynch's team.
It is Paxton Lynch.
Old Mr. Mustache.
Well, the Brahmas, Hines Ward's the head coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wade Phillips is the coach of the Roughnecks. It kind of fits. Wade Phillips, man. We're not getting a lot of love. Last place here for the votes, Houston Roughnecks. That's Brian's team. 5% of the vote, although we're tied at the bottom. St. Louis and Seattle. So
that's
go
fine,
vote.
Because we're the top 2 title favorites.
Yeah. Are the Sea Dragons?
I think it's the Sea Dragons and then the Battle Hawks.
Oh, man. This is getting intense, dude. This is going to be intense. I don't even know who Seattle plays this week. Who do they play? I don't even care. I don't even know if it matters. I don't even know if I'll end up watching. I'm going to try. Angel challenged me and said, hey, let's try to get into it. Let's see. So
you have the Defenders on Sunday night.
They ain't defending
ESPN.
Anything. Oh, that's going to be on ESPN?
Yeah, ESPN and ABC.
Dude, this is legitimate football. Do you think it's going to make it? Do you think this is going to last?
We'll see. I think when they did it a couple years ago, it had a pretty decent following. I think the USFL is still a step ahead because they've already had a year with their franchises and their leagues and stuff. But I feel like there's some excitement for it. And you have Dwayne The Rock Johnson as like a spokesperson or whatever he's doing with it. He's bringing a new life to it. I'm excited.
I feel like there is a little bit more of a buzz around it this time. Now, when the XFL first started, you know, Vince McMahon came out, and he's the owner at the time is WWF, now WWE. Angel, it was so gimmicky, and gimmicks don't work. They just don't. So I think what they did this time around was they're really pushing it's football. It's not like, because the XFL came out, you know, you could put your whatever name you want on the back of your jersey. No fair catches. Late hits were ignored. I mean, that was kind of part of their shtick was, well, let's make it kind of like WWE meets football. And gimmicks just don't work, man. If they pack a punch for a little bit, it's not going to last. But I think they've gone about it a little bit differently this time around. So go vote. I want to see where you guys are on this one at thewholeshow.com. And let us know who you're thinking. Who are you interested in as far as the XFL goes? Pick a team.
You can do double forward passes.
So tell me about that.
So if the forward pass is behind the line of scrimmage, the team may throw a second forward pass as long as the ball has not crossed the line of scrimmage.
So a little gimmicky.
There's not really another ton of changes to the rules, 35-second play clock, three overtime scoring rounds per team, three timeouts per half, kickoff alternatives. If you don't want to kick it off to another team, you can try an onside kick or a 4th-and-15 conversion attempt.
That's interesting.
So it's a little different, but it's still football.
See, that was proposed to the NFL, too, was like, hey, if you don't want to, you can instead of kicking it, you can choose to take it from, what, fourth and 15 from your own, what?
25.
25?
Only in the fourth quarter.
Only in the fourth quarter. Okay.
It's a strategy. And then our teams play on Thursday night.
Thursday night?
We have Thursday night football.
Are we going to revive the Thursday night special? Normally, we just do that during the NFL season. I almost said football season, but clearly, it's football season, man. It's the XFL.
Team has a couple of Thursday games.
Heck yeah, man. I'm very good. My Seattle Sea Dragons. Who's the starting quarterback? Is it Steven Montez? I don't know. He's there. He's former Buff. Is he good enough to be a starting quarterback? Because he was in the NFL for a bit. He was just like a fourth string guy with the Commanders.
So your quarterbacks are Steven Montez.
Okay.
Harrison Frost from West Georgia.
Love it.
And Mr. Ben DiNucci.
Yes. Is he starting?
I don't know. They only have three quarterbacks. It doesn't say the depth chart. But
oh, great.
You got Ben DiNucci.
We got some players, man. We got players on this team.
And Josh Gordon.
And Josh Gordon, former CSU Ram, Barry Wesley. Jim Haslett's our coach. Let's go. Eastside Chris says, go Houston. From the 970, go Roughnecks. All right, there we go. Go vote at theholeshow.com because the Roughnecks aren't getting a lot of love here. It goes zero interest and then the San Antonio Brahmas. That's where we're going. Go vote at theholeshow.com. Which team are you rooting for in the XFL? 10 minutes until the top of the hour. We'll take a short break. Coming up, we still have Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Coloradoan. And then we're going to talk to new UNC Bears baseball coach Mike Anderson, who has connections to this area. I think it's a great move. I heard him on with Clark and the coach not too long ago. And he was great there. So 11:50 the time. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The trade deadline is come and gone. Can the Nuggets finally get to the finals? Hear our thoughts on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Clay Millen, quarterback for the Green and Gold, and you're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Wild Wild West, Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider, no you don't want nada, none of this. Gunning this, brother running this, Buffalo soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress, be out of that dress when she meet Jim West.
Eastside Chris says, guys, we live in agriculture, oil field country. Therefore, Brahmas versus Roughnecks for the trophy. No way, man.
Already putting predictions out.
Yeah. I love that you guys are getting in on this a little bit. Except for most people are like, zero interest, which is fine because
we'll be having fun.
I guess. I mean, if there's a great college basketball game on Saturday, are they playing Saturdays and Sundays?
Saturdays and Sundays and then some Thursdays.
Some Thursdays. Okay. Oh, St. Louis Battlehawks are moving up. They are moving up the ladder here. They're second behind zero interest.
The call is the law.
Nobody is in on the Seattle Sea Dragons. That is last in the thing,
you like,
man.
That name and nobody else does.
I love it.
It's a sea dragon.
I don't understand.
It's in football.
It's a dragon that is in the sea.
In the ocean.
Yeah.
With the Kraken.
Yes.
They're best friends.
They're best friends, man. That they're last place on this. 4% of the hooligans are saying Seattle. And I haven't voted yet, so I'll get them up there. go vote at theholeshow.com. If you want, if you're not interested, I guess you can vote that you're not interested, but you're kind of interested because you're going to the poll question, so you're a little interested. Oh, man. Coming up in the show, we got Kevin Lytle from the Fort Collins, Colorado. Was it a foul on John Tanjay? I thought it was. But Kevin probably disagrees. I don't know. We'll see. We'll find out. And then Mike Anderson, the UNC Bears baseball head coach, will join me too. So I'm excited to catch up with him. We got the Lunch Rush, more on the Denver Nuggets. And surprise, surprise, who are the Broncos bringing in for an interview for their defensive coordinator job outside of Rex Ryan? There's another name on there that Broncos fans are going to know really, really well. Like, really well. And we'll ask the Hooligans what they think of it. You know, what do you guys think of the optics of that? And we'll talk about that on the other side. So stay here. Don't leave.
It's going to be a good time.
Oh, geez. Geez Louise. Yeah, it made me say that. I want to thank Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies for over 52 years. They've been the specialist in the medicine of motion. Check them out online at orthohealth.com. Second hour coming up next. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.